Thanks for joining me in Studio C. We have a great program planned today that will spark your vision and get you excited about your future. I know you'll be blessed. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I want to welcome you to Glorious Living. So glad that you're watching today. This is a great program. Chrissy, thanks for being here,
I love being with you, Pastor Kathy. You know, it's always a good day when we're in Studio C and you're watching us here, and it's just awesome to know that God is doing such a mighty work through JDM.
Yeah, we never get tired about sharing the good news about Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what's transformed our lives, right?
That's right.
And so we just want everybody else to hear about the goodness of God and how you can really have a glorious life.
Amen. And 50 years of doing that, which is absolutely awesome. Unbelievable.
We're celebrating all year long.
We are celebrating. People love watching our timeless messages. I have a glorious story I want to share from one of our viewers.
I always love hearing the stories. I love it when you write in and share your comments and your stories. You know, we get them from all different platforms. Some are from the social media. Some people write in. Some people just tell us in person. We love all of it.
We do. We love it all and we want to hear it. And I have one to share. It says, "Thank you so much for listening to the Lord. Your messages are very timely for me. It's like you're talking directly to me. You laid hands on me at your visionary conference. And I believe in that moment, we were all connected by the Holy Spirit. I love you, Jesse and Kathy, and cannot thank you enough for doing what you're doing for the kingdom." That is awesome.
I love that.
I do. I love it so much. And I love that they said, we're all connected by the Holy Spirit. And that's so true. Sometimes we can forget about that. But we're here to remind you, we are all family in
Jesus.
That's
so good. And we love it that people feel that personal touch. Mm-hmm. Because what we're here to do is just communicate who God is through to us and communicate it to others. And that I love it when I hear that they feel like we're family.
Me too.
And we hear all these great comments and everything.
It is so awesome.
And we love sharing vision too. That's why this ministry is so important to we love sharing the vision that God's given us, but also we love igniting vision in other people.
Amen.
So I'm so excited about what's coming up. And we have George Gomez here to help us do that.
He's so great.
He's back in the studio. He's our global media outreach director. And today we're talking about vision and our upcoming visionary conference. You know, the team is working around the clock in order to welcome you to JDM International headquarters for the best conference yet. 2026 Visionary Conference. The dates are, mark it down. You still have time to be here. This is Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at JDM International Headquarters right here in Destrehan, Louisiana. It's a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana. Admission is free, as always, for all of our events. But you can register at jdm.org so that we'll know you're coming. It helps us to plan. Also, if you can't be here, we'll be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the free JDM app.
Yes.
So welcome, George.
Yeah,
thanks
awesome.
For coming
Thank
back.
You for having
you're
me.
A regular here in Studio
yeah,
C. I love it. It's great.
And I love that we're celebrating 50 years.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
a great
I'm
thing.
I'm part 23 years of that 50, so I'm really...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's awesome.
It's hard to believe. You look too young to be that.
I feel foundational.
I was going to make a joke.
You're supposed to say me too. I'm too young.
You're too young.
It's all complimenting each
other. That's what it's all about.
We're going to live for eternity, so who cares?
Exactly.
That's very
amen,
true.
Amen.
Man,
no,
so
it's
23.
Exciting. 23 years.
Wow,
yeah,
that is awesome.
Of actually experiencing vision, looking at vision.
Well, you came in to work in the art department,
yes,
part
ma'am.
Of sharing the vision in
yeah.
print.
Yes.
So you've been a big part of this from the very beginning when you came on staff.
Yeah, and it's inspired me to do everything. I mean, sometimes we forget because of the hustle and bustle of everything that's going on.
The deadlines.
You know, how
many.
Much does ministry
yes.
actually impact? So the other day I was doing something with my children and I'm looking at them and I said, you know what? Everything we're doing right now is because two people believed in something.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like you guys had the vision as partners to start something huge. And now it affects hundreds and thousands and millions of people,
so
including
good.
The staff, you know? So it's not just a conference for just vision for a personal goal. It's an everlasting goal.
Right.
You know, it's something that transcends generations.
Yeah,
and like
vision's
that.
Always great. You know, maybe your vision is not ministry. Maybe you have a business or maybe a family or some other kind of project going on. But the vision that God gave us was to spread the gospel. And that, to me, that's the greatest vision you can ever have.
Oh, that's the greatest one ever.
And so we took it for ourselves, but also we want to share it with the world. We're called to do this. I remember when Jesse, we first started the ministry and the Lord told him God wanted him to go on television. We thought that was a natural thing because that's how both of us got born again. We were watching Billy Graham on TV at different times, of course, about 2 years apart. But we know the impact that broadcast TV has had on our lives and how it's impacted so many people around the world through this ministry once we started out. Mm-hmm. And then we've moved beyond broadcast to social media, which has had a much farther
Huge.
Reach.
It's been
using every available voice. And you're a big part of that, George.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we saw that one thing that we learned from Boston yourself is that you adjust. So even vision can adjust. And you see, like, what are you going to do? You know, it doesn't just stagnate. It doesn't just say, okay, this is what we're used to doing. You have to adjust to what you're doing because God moves all the time.
That's right.
So even the world, when it tried to throw darts at us to do different things, we adjusted and we grew even more.
Yes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So there's vision is consistent.
Yeah.
And it's ever growing and ever growing. As long as your foundation is there and the good soil that you give into.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So the foundation is so great here.
Yeah. And I like what you said, even when people throw darts, because we've had the attacks over the years.
Oh, yes.
Reminded me of a story I heard an old preacher. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of Gilbert Patterson.
He's
a pastor, powerful. He's in heaven today. But he told a story about you need to be like that old mule. How they threw, this man wanted to bury his old mule because the mule was so stubborn. So he dug a pit and put the mule in the pit. And he started throwing the dirt on top of the mule. The mule would just shake it off and then stomp down on that. And he kept throwing the dirt. Pretty soon he got so much dirt in there, he gave it a walk on out.
Wow.
So you need to use every attack just as an opportunity.
Yeah.
Just shake it off
exactly.
And keep moving forward, and God will help show you the way to get out of that circumstance. But, you know, darts come, but we have to follow the... They did that to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
They attacked him unjustly.
Yeah.
They attacked John the Baptist, different ones. And, you know, but God wants, and so we're no different. He says, they hate you because they hate me.
Exactly.
Wow, that's so true. And when I think about, George, you said 23 years. I'm 6 years here at JDM. And that's right when COVID hit. That was an attack of the enemy coming in. But we decided, hey, we're not going to let this steal the gospel from us. We're going out even further. And I remember just those ideas, those creative concepts started flowing. Even in the midst of confusion and all the headlines saying, lockdown, don't do anything, we're done for, we decided to rise up and expand our social media, and it's been so amazing. And it was like the boardroom chats came out of that time. Faith the Facts was just before that time. We just started going after it for the Lord, and we've seen so many souls saved because of that obedience.
That's so good. It's so true. You have to see every attack or adversity as an opportunity.
Exactly.
That's what David had. He had an opportunity when Goliath was there. Instead of just cowering like the rest of the Israelites is, he ran towards that giant, threw the rock, and became king because of it. What Jesse has often said, your adversity will make you king.
Yeah,
ooh,
exactly.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that. Take notes.
So that's the kind of things you're going to hear at the Visionary Conference.
Yes.
Jesse is packed full of ideas and concepts. He's already got his messages, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to hear
them.
Sometimes
them, right?
He gives me a preview.
Sometimes
he gives me a preview, but he hasn't. But he told me it's already done.
That's good.
We just cannot wait till you get here because I know that God is going to ignite the vision that's in your heart, and it's going to help you to propel you to another level, because I know you've come under some attacks. You've had some hardships. You've had some difficulties. But instead of shrinking back, you're going to go forward. And that's the kind of messages you're going to hear when you come to the Visionary Conference.
And also, it helps planning. You know, when you come to vision, you don't just have a vision. You need to plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have to have a plan for it. And many times people think that planning could be a lack of faith, or just say, well, let just God do it. No, God helps those that help themselves. Mm-hmm. So you have to have some kind of structure of planning. So that's why these conferences are so important, because he ignites you not only in revelation. In fact, the Hebrew word for vision is revelation from God. That's exactly what it means.
That's great.
So when you give vision, you're giving revelation from God.
Yes.
That's exactly what that means.
That reminds me of a verse of scripture that says that the people perish for lack of vision.
Yes.
I think one translation says a revelation knowledge of God's word.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so I understand what you're talking about. So the word of God, when it's proclaimed under the anointing of God, it ignites something. And sometimes you're in a room where maybe that's not what was said over the platform, but the Holy Spirit is there moving and speaks things to your heart. And it solidifies things that maybe have been drifting around and you're not sure about which way to go, but all of a sudden you get clear direction, clear instruction about what's the next step.
Oh, it's so good. And, you know, one of my favorite parts about the conference is I often have the opportunity to interview guests that come. And every time I interview them, no matter if they're a couple or they're pastors that come, children, even teenagers. Business people, they come with their families, whatever the case may be. People are leaving ready to go into their communities, their churches, their own ministries, their businesses. And they're just so excited. It builds anticipation for their future, because how often the devil wants to come in and rob our futures and make us feel like it's impossible. We get encouragement here, and people leave stirred up.
That's so good. I know God wants us to be connected together. He doesn't want us to be isolated. He brings us together, and we love it when we see people come together with like precious faith. Visions are ignited. They're restored. Breathe life, what I call mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from the Spirit of God into your life. I just look forward to it. I cannot wait to see everybody here on the property again. It's always a fun. And we have some new things planned that we haven't done before. It's going to be always, it's always fun as well as vision casting. It's always fun to be with other people as well, but always fun to be in the presence of God.
What I love about vision casting is that the vision should be clear enough for you to act on. You know, you have to act on what you're doing. And I think when you prepare someone's future or you give them a clear vision of their future, it motivates them to even get up
to
do something.
That's
true. And one of the things I'm looking at, like with Jesus, even what he did as far as discipleship, which is why this is so important. The way he treated the crowd was different than he treated the apostles and disciples. You know, with the crowd, he was maybe 1 or 2 days with them. With the disciples, it's 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
So he's at stirring all the time, you know, everything that they were about to do.
Right.
Had to be a vision cast.
And often when he did things and he told the crowd something, when he got alone with them, they say, what did you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly.
And even though it may have not been known by them then, when they spent time with him, they could hear the fullness of
it. They can hear the fullness.
And that's what happens when you're in the presence of God with like precious believers.
Amen.
You can hear it clearer.
It's so good. Yes, it is. It's so awesome to know that we have a place here at JDM International Headquarters where you can come and be free in the presence of God. And that's what I love about this whole conference time is that you come in and you can almost feel the Holy Spirit's presence as you walk in the doors. There's beautiful worship. Our worship team is just so anointed. Pastor Renee and all of our singers and musicians, we prepare for this. We pray. The whole team prays in preparation for this moment. And then Brother Jesse, like you were saying, Pastor Kathy, those messages are so on time. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of this when she says, your messages are very timely for me. It just seems like the Holy Spirit knows what we need to hear at the right time. And that's what it's like
and
here.
That's no accident. Mm-hmm. But you have to, like you said, make a plan.
Yeah, you have to make
plan
a plan.
Plan to be here. Plan to come expecting. Plan to leave with something. Mm-hmm. Leave with the residue of that. And when you expect something, you get something.
Oh,
that's good.
God will always stabilize what he already initiates in you. Mm-hmm. You know, and also obedience. Obedience is huge. I mean, if we're talking about vision, that has everything to do with sight.
Right.
You know, and I was reading the blind man the other day, and he clearly didn't know who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. He couldn't make him out. He heard about it, but he didn't know exactly who he was. But that word, he knows that God is working in him. He went and washed himself out of obedience, mm-hmm. and that physical sight came afterwards. So sometimes you have to obey what the word of God is already stirring in your heart
to
see it come to
you
pass.
You preached a message not too long ago at the church about that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So good.
So
while
I love this story.
While we went to Australia, we was glad we could put you in the pulpit whenever we're out. We don't want the people to ever lack when we're gone. I know they're always going to get fed the word when we're out.
And that's actually an example of all this, because we're hitting them in every front. You guys are across the ocean,
you know,
preaching the word. We're here doing the local outreach. So JDM is busy.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. If you haven't told.
And it's all because of you. We love you. We're so glad that you're tuning in. Hopefully that this Glorious Living program is blessing you, but not just this program, so many other things that we do. We have the JDM app, which has over 500 different messages.
Yes.
That's probably not counting the additional broadcast things that
we're
we have.
We're 41 platforms. That's incredible.
That's huge.
Any way you open your phone, you can find us.
You can find us no matter what. And
especially, I'm actually very excited about the audio consumption of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are driving, they're going to work, they're working out. You can actually be fed 24/7.
Yes.
We're available for you 24/7. Not just that, you can call us 24/7.
I can tell you how many people I meet that say, we've been watching y'all. I watch y'all all the time.
Yeah.
We were in in Australia, this pastor's wife said, I watch y'all all the time.
So, I love it.
And I just was so blessed by that to know that we're continually ministering. Even though we weren't there, it prepared them before we got there and continues to minister to them after we've left.
Yes, that's so great. And I even love watching, seeing the comments of people who have been to your conferences or at conventions and saw of you and then kind of lost track. And then you pop back up on their social media feed and they get re-engaged and they introduce you to their children and their children's children. And I just think that's so awesome. It's a legacy of faith that you're leaving. And 50 years of that is just awesome. I love it.
It's so overwhelming, actually humbling to realize how many people can really be impacted. And not just the person watching, but the person they decide to share this with. Because there's a ministry that someone who maybe just sitting at home and maybe they can't get out as much as they would like or connect with people, but they can share with all the people that they're connected with. And this is how we get even more engagements. There are times in a month's time we get 2 million, maybe even as much as 4 million engagements in just 1 month from people that are sharing and watching and things that come in the, I think the Holy Spirit pushes some of them things in the feed to people that need it.
I agree.
And
they
find out and hear the Word of God and their lives are changed forever.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
So share, like, and subscribe.
That's what I was about to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, because if you subscribe,
you get notifications of everything we're doing.
And then the algorithm boosts us up so other people can see us as well. That's right. We're on the same page.
If it blessed you, let somebody else get blessed.
Exactly. You know,
and then the app. I don't think people really realize how wonderful our app is.
Yeah.
It's free. It doesn't have the commercial interruptions like a lot of other things have, although a lot of people are hooked on. We love every platform that we it's a voice.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to leave the app. You have not just the content. You have the magazine. Yep. You have the printed word on there.
You
have the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And on the church site, they have all the different classes that we have that are for the local. And a lot of people want all of that thing. It's a different level of connecting with people. And it's really great. I love the fact that when you read through the scriptures, all of a sudden there'll be a little link there to show you, oh, you like this. If you're reading this verse, there's a message that Kathy or Jesse or from one of the web shows that will go with that same scripture.
Yes.
And so you can cross, it's kind of like cross ventilation, I guess you call it.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good to see.
And we
all
just
the
started
ways.
Spanish on there too for myself on the class, but not translated, literally in Spanish.
Yes.
So we're uploading a lot of content available.
And
for
that's
everyone.
On the app, but it's also in social media.
Oh, in social
We've
media
been
also.
The Spanish, and I love that we got. Was this one that you read today
this
from
was
Spanish?
Not no this, but you had a glorious moment you did that was translated.
We
from Spanish
We often have
all
Spanish translation of testimonies, and I just love that because I can't read Spanish. I can't speak Spanish. Spanish, but it blesses my heart to know that we're impacting Spanish-speaking people all over the world. Some are here in the U.S., of course, but many are all over the world in different parts
of
the world.
And that's just the beginning. And with technology, I'm sure we're going to be able to do a lot more.
I know you've got some challenge, some AI issues. Are you putting our tiptoe into AI a little bit?
We do.
See, George did.
Yeah, we do.
I
don't speak it out that much, but yes, there's a lot of AI helping us.
But we're careful
with
the
guardrails.
With guardrails.
Guardrails are important. Very, very important.
It gets a little crazy, but no, we are in the 21st century.
Yeah.
We're doing this much.
You know, some things when we started out with some platforms, we called it was like the Wild West. We weren't sure if we really want to get into like the TikTok and all that.
Yeah, we're there though.
We're TikTok.
We're there because that's where people are.
Yeah,
and that's what Jesus would do. He went where the people were. Paul went where the people were. Right in the middle of Athens and starts preaching about the God of the unknown God that they didn't know about.
Right.
And so we need to go with the gospel and bring the good news of Jesus to everybody. And the message that we present will connect with people that maybe other people won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're thankful that Jesse has a message of joy and peace, but of course a solid biblical content and all the things about the truth of the word that we believe, but we're all different types of voices. You're different, George is different, I'm different, but we believe that God is using this broadcast and all our social media platforms, all the things that we're doing across 41 platforms to reach many more people, change many more lives with the good news about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We're all connected. I love that Brother Jesse preached a sermon. He talked about unity. Mm. And I loved that because it's so true. We're all united in the Holy Spirit. Just like this testimony, she said when she was prayed for by Brother Jesse, she felt connected with the Holy Ghost. And there might be some people out there watching and they haven't felt that presence in a long time. Well, today's a new day in Jesus.
Amen.
If you have
That's
a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a something that you're seeking the Lord for, He's here. Right now. And I just feel like that's something we constantly remind people here at the ministry. You're never alone. Like George was saying, we have a prayer team 24/7 ready to agree with you and link their faith with yours. We've had so many testimonies of people being healed, set free, delivered, restored by contacting our JDM partner care team. So if that's you, you can comment your praise report or your prayer request below. We have a team ready to help you. You can email them at partnercare@jdm.org or call. And we're always here. I love that.
We're always available.
We're
I love
always
that.
Available to unite with you. It's unified here.
I love that. In fact, if you're watching now, I believe it's no accident that God wants you to hear this because whatever it is that you're facing today, we're going to pray with you and believe God with you. Let's just hold hands.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for every person that's watching today. It may be listening, Lord, because they're traveling or something. Lord, touch them right where they are. We send the word of God to them. We send the presence of God into that situation. We speak healing if that's what's needed. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing people together. Restoration is happening. Touch their lives, and Lord, let them know that you're with them, that you never leave them. You'll never forsake them, Lord. Strengthen them today. Ignite the vision that you've placed in their heart so they'll continue to move forward and excel in every area of their life. Bless them today, Lord. Surround them with your presence. Surround them with your great love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
That's so good.
I love this. And the fact that our partners help us to do this, you may even be a partner watching this and you just needed a little bit of encouragement. Or maybe you've never heard of us before and you're watching us for the very first time. Well, just know that we appreciate you and thank you and we pray for you. But we want to let you know that you can have an opportunity to become a partner as well. If you want to be a partner, it's very easy. Yes. We put the information on the screen to make it convenient for you. There's many different ways. All those are on the screen. Just know that when you give, and there's no amount that's necessary to become a partner. Mm-hmm. You can give a one-time or every month to be a partner. We consider you part of the team.
That's right.
And together, we're going to be reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. So use that information if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. If not, just continue to watch and enjoy this and share it with someone because it'll change someone's life.
Yes, amen. I love that you and Brother Jesse and the whole team, we always pray for our partners. Yes. It's so important. And I want to announce that we have a Janie and Partner Connection, you see, at the conference. That's another reason you got to get here, because at the Janie and Partner Connection, we're going to have a photo wall where we can take photos of you and get you on our JDM, our world famous JDM partner wall.
Yes.
It's so awesome. The photos are all throughout our administration building, wrapping every corner. I mean, it's amazing. And if you're not on that wall, we want to meet you here, take your photo. So get here and you can find out more about our partnership books, how to become a partner. Yeah. And then also, if you can't come, we want you here. Yeah. You can email us a photo with your name and we'll print it out and get it on the wall.
You know, that partner wall has become very famous.
It's often,
as they say, it's often duplicated, but never imitated. How does it say?
Replicated. Something like that.
It's often duplicated, but never. We were the ones who started it. I remember when I started that photo wall. I do. Uh-huh. I remember Jesse was preaching to a radio, through his radio audience. He was recording it himself to a blank wall. I felt sorry for him because people, how can you do this? But he saw them.
You gave him a vision.
I was trying to give him a vision of these people that were actually out there, because we had already started writing, began building the mailing list, writing to people and say, hey, I want a photo of you if you're writing to us so we can put it on the wall. And so I had like maybe 25 of them.
Yeah.
And so I put it up there. He looked at it and says, I already see him, Kathy. I don't need that. But he loves seeing the photos. Yeah. And so it's a very important part of the ministry now. But I remember where it started. And it started on a poster board. Then it went to a little small, bigger and bigger. And now we have them all over the office.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the wall. I love it. I took my picture last year and got on there. And it's just awesome because you often go lay hands on the partners. I watch Boss sometimes. I'm just walking through and he's praying over that. It's a point of contact.
And not only that, it was important for our staff to remember they're not a piece of paper. They're not just a phone call. They're people. And some of them started with us many years ago. Some of them are in heaven today, but they were a part of getting us to our journey where we are today.
Wow.
We still call them our partners. They're in heaven. Mm-hmm. And maybe the families have continued on. We've got new ones. So we love, I don't know how many there are there. We ought to count those one day.
Yeah.
But it's heaven's going to be a beautiful place to connect with all of them.
Amen. Isn't that awesome?
They're legacy partners.
It's legacy. That's
legacy partnership.
I love that.
But you have an opportunity to be connected when you come to the Visionary Conference here in July the 9th. Again, that's a Thursday night at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And again, it's at our Jesse Duplantis Ministries International Headquarters here in Destrehan. That is in the New Orleans area. Again, we say admission is free. We never charge for an event to come to Jesse Duplantis Ministries Church or any conference that we have. You can register at jdm.org. Let us know you're coming.
Yeah. And it's 50 years.
Oh,
got to remember
you don't
that.
Be a,
it's 50
don't
years.
Don't want to miss this 50 years.
That's
it's
a huge celebration. This is going to be special.
I've talked to many people that are coming specifically. They've been before, but maybe they've missed a year or two, but they don't want to miss this 50 years. So this is the one you're going to want to be at. I think there's a pastor from Australia that's bringing his whole staff.
That's amazing. Yeah.
We're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. This is monumental. And we have a lot of things prepared for everyone.
We're going to have
some fun. They're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a fun time in the presence of God. You know, the world gets together and has conferences all the time, people. But this is like nothing you'll ever experience
here. Yeah, I remember. You'll be able to say, you know, I was there when that happened.
Exactly.
I didn't miss it. Yeah, the 50th one. I mean, that's just amazing to think about. 50 years.
50 years of vision.
of vision. That's right, true vision specialists. I consider you and Boss both vision specialists.
Well, especially Jesse, because, and the message is that I'm going to be there. I'm going to, like I often do, wave and be on the front row and be there for prayer if he wants me to help him with that. But most, and there's always that time. He's always has a special mover. I remember one visionary conference where he's had the word of knowledge, of course, the one about you, about women that would have babies.
Oh, yes,
you were in the crowd
often,
for that.
Yes,
we talked
ma'am.
About that. But also that there would be millionaires. There were people in here, there were 3 million I think he said.
Yeah.
And the next year they came back and they said, I'm a millionaire. I met one of them. It was a female, a woman that she came to the church on the following Sunday and said, I'm one of those millionaires. So, you know, it just needs, sometimes you need someone to speak life to that vision or to ignite the vision that God has placed in your heart that maybe you were too timid or you were hesitant to speak it out.
Amen.
But when you come to visionary conference, you're going to be around people that aren't afraid of the impossible. In fact, everything that God calls us to do has been impossible.
Exactly.
But with Him, He says all things are possible.
Amen. That's right. I know I'm getting stirred up now. If you're watching and you have a vision, comment what your vision is now.
Yes.
We can start now. Start agreeing with it in prayer and get excited and stirred up about what God's going to do in your life as you continue to read the Word and read our magazine, the materials we're producing, all the messages over 530 on the app. Mm-hmm. It's just, there really is no excuse.
and you can't be ashamed of a small beginning. Everybody starts small. I remember we started small. It was just me and Jesse, but we just stayed with it. And when you stay with it, you'll be able to accomplish all that God has called you to do.
That's so good.
I love it because it's like the antidote to paralysis.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a vision, you don't have to wait for exact clarity, but you just need a jump start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these things do.
That's so true.
You know, you need someone that can see with you.
That's
you know,
right.
It's kind of like when Paul said when he built this place, he came when it was nothing and he goes, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
You know, and now look how many lives has impacted.
Yeah.
You know, so I love that because staying still, you're not going to go anywhere.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? It's just paralyzed. You're just paralyzed. You can't wait for everything to just work out. Kind of like what we talked about social media. We grew because of that. The world shifted and we had to come together.
Yeah, some people shrank back and did less. We did more.
We
considered
more.
It an That's opportunity so rather
and
than
we planned.
A setback.
Yeah, we planned. It was strategic. It was intentional.
It was.
Even now, the partners need to know everything we post is intentional.
That's so true.
You know, we don't just regurgitate content out there. Everything is tactful, is has strategic behind it. Everything we do is with what God has given us to do.
Yeah, and we're led by the Holy Spirit. That's and that's why we get all these beautiful comments about how what you were speaking was just an on-time word for me at the moment. Sometimes we repeat things that were maybe preached 5 years back, but it was at the right moment that someone needed to hear that.
That's so true.
The Holy Spirit does that. There's the Word is timeless.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so we love the fact that we can get together and join with believers from all over the world here, at Jesse Plantis Ministries. Whether you're here in person or watching online, know that you have a partner, you have a friend, you have someone that'll care for you and love on you and believe God with you for your vision to come to pass. So just remember that we're here for you. So write it in the comments or come here and expect to be blessed.
Amen. That's glorious living right there.
That's glorious
we're
living.
Doing it. We're doing it.
We want the whole world to live gloriously.
Yes, we do. We're getting it done.
Amen.
Reaching people, changing lives.
Amen.
One soul
Well, George,
time.
Thanks for joining
of
us
course.
Again. I know you're busy behind the scenes doing a lot of stuff. You're working as the Director of Global Outreach, but as well as you'll sing on the platform to time
to time.
You got a lot of behind the scenes things whenever we do any broadcast. But thank you for
Everything
being here.
Everything with vision.
And Spanish.
And Spanish, yes.
How do you say vision in Spanish?
Vision.
Well, that's easy.
Vision.
It's very easy.
We got a great vision.
That was good.
We got vision going on over here.
Vision.
And I believe that you have a great vision that God has placed in your life. And I hope that it's been ignited, it's been sparked, it's been kick-started, as we said today, because there's nothing that's ever impossible with God. Thanks, Christy, for being here with me again as well.
I love being with you, Pastor Kathy, and we'll see you at the Visionary Conference.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing you. So be sure and be here at Jesse Plantis Ministries on Thursday, July the 9th, 7 p.m., Friday, July 10th, at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., Jesse Plantis International Headquarters. We'll be here before you know it. Don't miss out. 50 years is big. God bless you. See you next week.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.